Despite yoga's increasing popularity across the United States, few yoga classes can be found in rural areas. Community Voices producer Arwin Donahue explores the challenges of practicing and teaching yoga in the small farming community of Carlisle, Kentucky.
Jenny Gore works full-time as a police dispatcher. Her shifts are long, sometimes 12 hours, and she's often on the road. It's a hectic schedule, and there's no shortage of stress in her life. Still, she tries to make room for yoga. In fact, she's surprised at how important yoga has become to her.
I think you see the whole Om meditation thing. I had no idea that stretching and just toning, and the breathing was a big thing too, and learning how to breathe and doing it with the motions. I finally just went to a class and just fell in love with it immediately. I was like, yes, I've definitely got to stick with this.
Jenny takes yoga classes whenever she can at the YMCA in Carlisle. She's grateful to have access to this class in a region where staying healthy is a challenge. The smoking rate is high. Life expectancy is low. The county's hospital closed in 2014. Many residents travel 20 miles or more to see a doctor. Jenny has a friend whose doctor is in Lexington, an hour away.
I have a best friend who just been going through the breast cancer thing, and she had it in her lymph nodes, and her doctor told her that she needed to do yoga. I've always tried to get her to exercise with me, but it's easier for me. She lives in Fleming County quite a ways, but she did say she would like to come to yoga here in Carlisle. It just hasn't happened for her yet.
With a population of just under 2,000, Carlisle is lucky to have its own YMCA. 9 students fill the small room during this Thursday lunch hour class.
I take this opportunity to transition onto your mat, stepping into this moment as it flows into the next one.
Jenny Lee is the yoga teacher at the Carlisle Y. She has to drive almost an hour from her home in Robertson County to get here. She says she feels as if she lives in a yoga desert.
You know, I'm teaching currently, but I don't teach in my home county. I have to drive, you know, a couple counties in either direction to teach. We've lived here for about a year and a half, and I've spent a lot of that time puzzling over the best way to introduce people to yoga. A lot of folks around here, if they're lucky enough to have a job, it's in a factory that's a county over, and they probably work a 12-hour shift. And then they've probably got a farm for people who are working at least 2 jobs and trying to raise families. There's no space in their day-to-day life where yoga really fits in very well.
Jenny herself lives on a farm and made a living as a farmer before becoming a yoga teacher.
I know that during my truck farming days, if I had had yoga, I would have been a lot more comfortable. There's a lot of repetitive use tensions that you create when you're hoeing 400 feet of carrots or whatever.
Most of the people in Jenny Lee's yoga class at the Carlisle Y are retirees. She's happy for their presence in her class, but is always thinking about how to bring yoga to more people, especially those who may not know they need it.
I would love to do a yoga for farmers class, but I don't think anybody would come.
For WYSO Community Voices, I'm Arwin Donahue.
For more Community Voices stories and information on our training program, visit wyso.org.